Hey, hey, and welcome back to another season of the Year 6 Champions podcast.
We have a new cast of presenters who are ready to explore some thought-provoking wonderings.
So get comfortable, turn up the volume, and get ready for today's episode.
Take it away, kids.
Hey, Moretta, do you know exotic fruits?
No, what are they?
They're fruits that are not native and cultivated outside, available at the place's origin.
Now let's explain a little more.
Wait, do you guys even know what fruits are exotic?
Listen up. These are the top 14 exotic fruits. Durian, papaya, dragon fruit, jackfruit, lychees, rambutan, horned melon, golden kiwi, persimmon, custard apple, pineapple guava, and golden berries.
Okay, let me take it from here. The country that is known for exotic fruits is Costa Rica, because Costa Rica is known for tropical islands and rainforests in the Caribbean and Pacific area.
What is the most hated fruit?
Let me answer that for you. The most hated exotic fruit is durian. Most people in the world hate durian for its stinky smell. People say durian smells of old smelly gym clothes, rotting meat, and like garbage. But durian lovers say it tastes like sweet custard.
Now that we're on the topic of durian, where are they mostly grown?
Durian is mostly grown in the southeast parts of Asia, which is Thailand, Indonesia, and Malaysia. People say durian is the most prized exotic fruit due to the high price per kilogram, coming in at $12.
Durian sounds disgusting. Is it that bad? Does anyone even eat durian?
Actually, yes. Singapore's obsession with durian is at a whole different level every year. Singapore gets about 22,000 durian. Singapore adores it so much that they even have a specific way to eat it. Everyone sits around the newspaper and sucks the yummy, creamy flesh while enjoying each other's company.
Durian's even popular in Australia.
Durians are quite popular in Australia. You can buy them at Woolworths, and sometimes they're hard to come by. You can buy some from Woolworths, but there aren't many options. The best place to buy exotic fruits are probably at fruit markets or at Asian stores.
Wow, there are so much about durian.
Are there any special uses for exotic fruits?
Exotic fruits contain high in vitamin C, like papaya, jackfruit, and many more. Did you know people actually sell papaya soap bars, which contains real papaya? Those soap bars can also be used as stain removers.
I never knew that, but are they common in Australia?
Most exotic fruits are common in Australia. These are the most common ones: lychees, rambutan, and mangosteens. Mangosteens were introduced to Australia around 1850s. Lychees were originally from southern China, but golden miners brought lychees to Australia more than 100 years ago. Rambutan was originally from Southeast Asia, and 15 varieties were sold.
How much fruit is grown and sold on a yearly basis? Durians are mainly sold in the summertime from December to February, but arrive from across the world to Australian markets. Thailand has more than 580,000 durians grown. Lychee are mostly sold in May or June and run through summer and end in September.
Unfortunately, it's nearly coming to an end, so here's why we chose this topic.
We chose this topic because it's unique and not everyone would think of it. People always talk about school, parks, and movies, but sometimes we really want to know about exotic fruits.
Michaela, what experience do you have with exotic fruits?
Lychee. I have eaten lychee before, and let me describe it for you. It's a fruit grown in China and has pink skin, which you peel to reveal a white, soft, textured fruit. It has a hard seed in the middle. Lychee is quite sweet and juicy. Golden kiwi. The golden kiwi has a rough brown skin layer, which underneath has a golden yellow look. The texture is very soft and has little seeds, which are edible.
That's it!